Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans, send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th, and never miss a meme or milestone, all protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
At Sierra, discover great deals on top-brand workout gear, like high-quality walking shoes, which might lead to another discovery.
40,000 steps, baby! Who's on top now, Karen?
You've taken the office step challenge a step too far. Don't worry, though. Sierra also has yoga gear. It might be a good place to find your zen. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Hey, Bills Mafia. We know there's only one topic every day, all Bills all the time. And now Matt Bove and Sal Capaccio are going really deep, talking Bills all year long, because it's always game day in Buffalo.
Okay, a little shorter post-game pod for you, going solo this morning. Sal Capaccio with you. Matt is on his way back from Atlanta. I came back on the team charter last night, landed about 2:30 in the morning, and then got after it on the radio this morning. And now if you're listening, recording the podcast here on Tuesday morning after the Bills fall 24-14 at the Atlanta Falcons on Monday Night Football. Tough, tough night. And we're going to talk about it here for a little while, get into some of the things that happened on the field that contributed to this loss, and of course, touch on injuries. Welcome in. Now, Matt is not with me. Like I said, he's traveling back. Safe travels, buddy. But we will be together. And I want to make sure I get this out there right now to remind you, because we kind of did this quickly. We want to make sure you know we are going to be on location this Thursday night, all right, at Buffalo Old Brewery. I'm going to throw it up on the screen for all the people watching. 1221 East Lovejoy Street. Folks, this is a great, great spot. Beer garden, a stage. Come on by. We have WGR giveaways. We're going to be leading you up to Thursday Night Football. We're going to be talking about the Bills heading into the bye. Of course, this game, kind of flush it, but talk about it. What the Bills need to do heading into the bye. The guys are getting back, but come on out. It's a live podcast at Buffalo Old Brewery, October 16th. That's Thursday night. We're going to start at 6:30 p.m. We're going to be there for about an hour doing the show, and then we're going to stay around for a little while with people, hang out, say hi, but come on by, be a part of the live audience. And while we're on the air, we could be giving away stuff. So make sure you're there. All right. Again, Buffalo Old Brewery, 1221 East Lovejoy Street. For those of you listening on the audio side, you can't see the graphic I put up on the screen. You got me and Matt and our smiley faces. You got the Always Game Day logo. And of course, WGR Sports Radio 550 as well, because WGR will be there with Odyssey, WGR, and some swag and some giveaways. So come on by again, Buffalo Old Brewery, this Thursday night, 6:30 p.m. Okay, Bills lose 24-14 to the Atlanta Falcons. And look, this was a tale of two halves for the defense. The first half, just abysmal performance, 335 yards given up, including Bijan Robinson running all over them in the first half, including that 81-yard touchdown run that he had. And that kind of put them really in a hole. And you felt, all right, they're not stopping them all night. The offense has to come up with a whole bunch of points and score probably 40 maybe to win this game. It didn't work out like that, because in the second half, the defense played really, really well. They made some adjustments. They were hurt, and they still gutted it out as best as possible. And there they are, the Bills, at the end of this game, towards the end of the game, second half, much of the third quarter and fourth quarter, down one score with chances, with the ball, getting the ball. In fact, the Bills had the ball three different times in the second half, down one score, and could not get into scoring range even, much less for a field goal, much less a touchdown, right? I'll read you the drives that they had in the second half, okay? Bills get the ball. They score a touchdown to start the second half. Great drive down the field. That's nine plays, 73 yards. Ray Davis runs it in after a touchdown, after a catch. Okay, then they get the ball back. They go eight plays, 24 yards. They're at the Atlanta 46-yard line, and this is when, really, I think, inexcusably to me, you run another jet sweep like you ran last week. This time it's to Elijah Moore. Last week it was to Dawson Knox, and this time Elijah Moore fumbles just like Dawson Knox did last week in the exchange. There's an exchange and a fumble. It actually officially goes to a Josh Allen fumble, by the way. And then because of that, Elijah Moore is stopped 4 yards short. He recovered the fumble. Now, last week, Dawson didn't. The Patriots get it. This week, Elijah Moore recovers it. But because he loses 4 yards, the Bills now have to punt on fourth down. Instead of just going for it twice, going for a third down, running it forward, fourth down, running it forward with James Cook, you were running well. I don't get it. I don't know why Joe Brady did it. The only thing I can come up with is, Eric Woods said this on our radio broadcast, is when you do line up in a tush-push formation, which they were in, generally you're going to bring a lot of defenders into the box, and that's going to leave some of the outside open. And if you can get Elijah Moore on that jet sweep and get him the ball, he might be off to the races. And I get that. And if you do that, you're like, oh, what a great call, maybe. But to me, it just was too risky. Those handoffs are always kind of risky. And even when I see when they work, I'm like, ooh, all right. I mean, it just happens. Like, but the last 2 weeks didn't happen. And again, it was on a third down and short, creates a fourth down. They wind up punting. You're at midfield. And this was following a drive where they were so good running the ball right at the Atlanta Falcons. Just to me, just keep doing that. That was a big time play, right? And it really hurt the Bills. Okay. So then you go to what happened after that. The Bills get the ball again, down one score, fourth quarter. Three plays, 5 yards, punt. Then they get the ball again. By the way, that was after a blocked field goal. They get the blocked field goal. Remember, Greg Rousseau blocks it. They get it three and out, five plays. But then they force a punt, get the ball back again. This time there's how much time is left here? 8:30 left on the clock. Okay, still plenty of time. Go down and score. Can't. Three plays, no yards. I mean, it is a three and out with nothing to show for it. So in those three drives, the Bills went 8, 9, 10, 11. They went 14 plays total and 29 yards total. Turned the ball over and downs, punted twice. Okay, I'm not absolving the defense, of course. I'm pointing out that the defense gave the offense chances to win this game, and the offense, or at least tie it, and the offense did not come up in the biggest of spots where they needed to as this game went on. And for a few reasons, right? Number one, they did not handle the blitz that well by the Falcons, and Josh Allen was under duress and he was getting hit a little bit too much. Now, I will say, give the Falcons credit. They're very good at what they do. They blitz a lot going into the game. I tweeted the Falcons have the highest blitz rate of any team in the league, 44%. The next highest team is like 38.5%. Give them credit. And when you have 2 weeks of prepare, I'm sure they dialed up and went in the lab and said, we're going to do some things the Bills aren't ready for, have some exotic blitzes ready, and all those kinds of things. So I think give them credit for that, but the Bills weren't good enough to stop that. But at the same time, when they did have an opportunity to beat the blitz, nobody's getting open. They don't have separators, and it's something we're talking about a lot. It's going back to the wide receiver conversation, which has been for the last several years. The Bills had Josh Palmer in this game, I think, in a very good matchup they liked. And he was a big part of the game plan. He catches the 44-yarder down the field on the first play of the game. Catches another 15-yarder later, and he gets hurt. He had 60 yards before halftime. He gets hurt. It was a huge, huge deal to not have Josh Palmer because they already didn't have Dalton Kincaid. Kincaid is out already. You know that. There's your tight end pass catcher down the seam, second-level guy. He's out of the game. The Bills knew that, though. They prepared for it. Josh Palmer was the guy they wanted to use here. People said, well, if you don't have Dalton Kincaid, who's the guy? It was Josh Palmer. He gets hurt. Okay, that's not an excuse for them not to move the ball, but it was certainly something that hampered them because other receivers struggled to get open, including Keon Coleman. I have arrow up, arrow down at WGR550.com. I gave an arrow down to Keon Coleman because I need him to be better and bigger in those situations, in those moments where the Bills needed him. And he wasn't. He was targeted 6 times. He only had 3 catches for 11 yards. They need more from Keon Coleman right now than what they're getting. And it can't just be Keon's good on just these 50-50s. And there was a ball like that. Just throw it up. Hopefully he can turn around and catch it. There's got to be a better way to get him the ball, but that's on him to run a better route, to get open, to find separation, however it is, whatever you want to term it. It did not look good at all offensively after Josh Palmer went out. He was a big key, and you're already without Dalton Kincaid. And if you're going to try and beat a blitz, another way is throw it to running backs. Where has Ty Johnson been? Ty Johnson now has, I think he has 2 catches total on the year. So I think he had, let me go back and look. Did he have one in this game? He had 1 catch going into the game. And he had in this game 1 catch as well for 11 yards. James Cook did not catch a pass in this game. Ty Johnson caught 1 pass. Ray Davis caught 2 passes, 1 for a touchdown. That's nice. But the Bills need more from their running backs to contribute if this is how they're going to run their offense, because you're not getting that separation. And if teams are going to heat up Josh Allen, there's your outlet. So I think there's just a lot of things going on here where we didn't see what we need to see. And that's on Joe Brady. And that's on the receivers. It's a collective effort here. After the game, Sean McDermott, again, asked about, like, remember last week he said too cute when he was asked specifically about the play to Dawson Knox, even though he's talking about the offense overall. He said, thought we got too cute at times. Same thing this here. And he kind of echoed those same sentiments after the post game. I can't remember his exact quote, but basically agreeing that, you know, that maybe not the right time or moment, but it's something they have to take a look at and why these things are happening. All these things are happening from the play call there. I talked about to the lack of separation. Do they need a receiver? Sure. But folks, it's hard. You can't just go out and force a team to make a trade. You can do it. You can trade for a player. But A, the team's got to be willing. The other team's got to be willing to make the deal, and how much are you willing to give up? And B, maybe more than anything, the Bills have a salary cap issue. They're tight against the salary cap. They can't just go out and, you know, trade for a guy making tons and tons of money because they don't have the money to give him up against the cap. So we'll see. I mean, they have some money. They can do some adjusting, I guess, maybe a contract here or there. But this is not just as simple as going out and making a trade like that because you need help. There's a lot of factors in play here. All right, so that's one issue with the offense. It just wasn't good enough all game, but especially in the second half when they had opportunities and the critical moments, really, right? First half, nice drive to start the game, go down the field, they score a touchdown. After that, not much going. And again, just kind of getting stalled out. Let's look at the first half drives here. I'll pull the drives up here. They got 3 and out. They went 7 plays, 17 yards and punt, 5 plays, 27 yards and punt, 3 and out again and punt. So 1, 2, 3, 4 straight drives of a punt and then an interception from Allen. You can't have that. If you told me that the Bills would only score 7 points in the first half, I would have thought you were nuts because they had more opportunity. This was a Falcons team they could have run on a little bit better, a little bit more, but they started to do that in the second half. They started to do it with James Cook. First drive of the second half was great, and that's why it's so frustrating seeing what happened as the second half unfolded. Defense, just abysmal performance in the first half, right? 335 yards given up. But, man, they really gutted it out in the second half. They were doing it with just guys with duct tape and limping around the field, and yet somehow they were still able to get stop after stop in the second half. In the second half for the Atlanta Falcons, they go 5 plays punt, 8 plays blocked field goal, 3 plays punt, then a 14-play drive and a field goal to kind of ice the game at the very end, right? But the Bills gave the ball back to the offense 3 different times, including a block punt. Great play. Greg Rousseau gets up, blocks the punt. You'd love Jordan Hancock to be able to take it the other way, but the ball's not round, right? Doesn't just bounce right up to you like we've seen so many times. It's happened. Didn't happen in this case. So I'm not absolving the defense. They were a big reason why the Bills were in a hole early in the game.
but they allowed 3 points in the second half. Up until the final drive, the Falcons had, let me put this together for you. Up until the final drive of the second half, in the second half, up until the final drive, the Falcons had 38-41 yard.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer, first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Every idea starts with a problem. Warby Parker's was simple. Glasses are too expensive. So they set out to change that. By designing glasses in-house and selling directly to customers, they're able to offer prescription eyewear that's expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Warby Parker glasses are made from premium materials like impact-resistant polycarbonate and custom acetate. And they start at just $95, including prescription lenses. Get glasses made from the good stuff. Stop by a Warby Parker store near you.
Sorry. It looks like 41 yards. 41 yards of total offense in the second half. And that's a good job. We torch the defense a lot. A lot of you do. And you tweet me at Sal Sports and tell me how terrible the defense is. And you have every right in the first half to do that. But I think we should give credit to making adjustments, making stops, and doing what they're supposed to do in the second half, even with a banged-up roster and banged-up players. That includes Terrell Bernard, who left the game. I didn't think it was Terrell Bernard's best game necessarily, but I think some of that is because, to me, Terrell Bernard has to be playing in space more, and it feels like he's very much at the line of scrimmage a lot. That's where he kind of doesn't excel as much because he's not the biggest linebacker, and he has to fight through a lot of the traffic, but he is better in space, and I didn't think I saw him being put in that position as much. So it's not necessarily on him, but it's just not his strength right there. I think Shaq Thompson is playing really well. And man, if he could just hold on to that ball, maybe it's a different story here tonight, today on a Tuesday morning, hold on to the ball at the end of the game that basically hit him right in the hands that I can't believe Michael Penix threw. The Falcons, they did everything to give the Bills the game. And it just never worked out for the Bills. But man, if you're in Atlanta doing radio and talking about this game and how they put it away or didn't put it away, yes, you're happy they won, but holy cow, they did everything they could to kind of lose the game, and the Bills never took advantage of it. But they did a good job on Bijan Robinson in the second half. They did a good job, great job on Drake London, but man, Drake London killed the Bills in this game.
This episode is brought to you by White Claw Surge. Nice choice hitting up this podcast. No surprises, you're all about diving into tastes everyone in the room can enjoy. Just like White Claw Surge. It's for celebrating those moments when connections have been made and the night's just begun. With bold flavors and 8% alcohol by volume, unleash the night. Unleash White Claw Surge. Please drink responsibly. Hard seltzer with flavors. 8% alcohol by volume. White Claw Seltzer Works. Chicago, Illinois.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Right now, at the Home Depot, shop fall savings and get up to 40% off select appliances like Samsung. Upgrade your kitchen this fall with the Samsung Bespoke 4-Door Refrigerator. Now featuring the dual auto ice maker with sphere ice. Only at the Home Depot. You'll have perfectly chilled drinks for every gathering. Don't miss fall appliance savings at the Home Depot. Offer valid October 2nd through October 22nd. U.S. only. See store online for details.
And the Falcons knew it right away, that this was a matchup they loved. 16 targets. He had 16 targets. You don't target a receiver 16 times unless you're just loving the matchup you get. 16 targets, 10 catches, 154 yards.
for Drake London in this game. Far too many, obviously. 15.8 yards a catch. And he had a touchdown. And then how about Taylor Rapp saving the touchdown at the end of the half there? Drake London, he gets loose, and that should have been a score. But Taylor Rapp saves it from being a score. That was a nice play by Taylor Rapp, who otherwise, though, Taylor Rapp, Cole Bishop, again, talking about some safety play here where there's plays that they're not making that might be there for them, and then missed tackles as well from the whole team, and especially on the Bijan Robinson play. All right, just mentioned Taylor Rapp and Cole Bishop. They both were injured in this game. Cole Bishop leaves with cramps. I don't know if he came in late in the game, but he was trying to come back in. He was questionable to return. Jordan Poyer had to come in to play for him and had to come in at the very end to play for Taylor Rapp. Taylor Rapp left at the end of the game, and I don't think he finished the game. It was the final drive, so we'll see where it all goes. Speaking of injuries, though, holy cow. So Daquan Jones is hurt in pregame warmups. So the way it works, in case people are wondering, the Bills, the elevations had to be in by 4 p.m. on Monday night for a Monday night game. They elevated Jordan Phillips and Jordan Poyer. Poyer at safety after DeMar Hamlin goes on IR. Jordan Phillips as a defensive lineman. Now Jordan Phillips, you know, becomes your fourth defensive lineman because you only had three on the active roster after putting TJ Sanders on IR. Well, he gets hurt during pregame warmups. Folks, once 5:45 p.m. comes around, that's 90 minutes before the game, the inactive list comes out. Can't change it. It's no different than a guy getting hurt. Once 90 minutes before the game starts, that's basically the game starting. And that's why you can't make lineup changes. So the Bills had to go into this game with three healthy defensive linemen, defensive tackles. And one of them was Ed Oliver, who hadn't played in 4 weeks. So you wonder what his conditioning is. And this is not a good recipe for the Bills. Deion Walker, give him credit. Four tackles for loss. He's going to be a really good player. He's already a really good player. But you could see that they were getting a little bit gassed late in the game. They were doing as much as they could to kind of keep their team in it, but getting out of their gaps a little bit, getting washed down a little bit. Didn't see them really being able to put up as much of a fight as they were earlier, because I think they were a bit gassed and playing a lot throughout the game because they only had three healthy defensive tackles. Josh Palmer gets hurt in the game. I said, very big loss for the Bills, I think. On the offensive side, he hurts his ankle. We'll see where that goes. Don't know anything about Daquan. Josh Palmer, it's Tuesday morning. I'm sitting here right now. Sean McDermott didn't have any information on these guys. He did say Daquan popped his calf. That does not sound good, popping his calf. Then Christian Benford hurts his Achilles, but he gets cleared to go back in. I mean, that's scary enough to think about. How oftentimes you hear a guy gets hurt his Achilles, but yeah, he's cleared and could go back in and play. But that's what happened. The Bills need corner help. They need wide receiver help. They need a lot of help. They're in it right now. And thankfully they're 4-2, but it's not the most aesthetically pleasing 4-2. It is 4-2, and that matters. But now I'm going to show you this on the screen for those watching. By the way, at Sal Sports on YouTube, thanks a lot. We are getting close to 15,000 subscribers, and I really appreciate that. But here is the division standings right now. There's New England at the top over the Buffalo Bills. 4-2 due to the head-to-head. Here's the conference. Check this out. Indianapolis, for those who can't see, is number one, 5-1, number one seed. Number two is Pittsburgh. Number three is the LA Chargers. And number four, New England. The Bills, because of the loss, they drop out of first place in the division. And because of that, they drop down to the 5 seed right now after 6 games. A lot of football to be played, obviously. Strength of wins for the Bills. Out of all their wins, the opponents have 3 wins. That's it. You're talking about the Ravens, the Dolphins, and the Jets. That's it. And it's not, again, aesthetically pleasing. It doesn't matter in the standings. People say, I'll be the first to always point that out to people, but I think it's just showing right now that they've had opportunity against some weaker teams or teams that haven't played that well that they've won. And then they have opportunity against the Patriots and the Falcons, who are both, 2-2 at the time. And they've lost those games. And because of all that, they're sitting at the 5 seed right now in the AFC playoff picture. So there you have that right there. Okay, so again, injuries. We'll see where all of that goes as the team gets back on Tuesday. And then they don't have practice really this week. Maybe they'll do something internally. I don't think we'll have any media to go watch practice, things like that. But officially on Tuesday, Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt come back to the team. Their suspensions are over. Just like Rashee Rice's suspension is over in Kansas City. He returns to the Chiefs. But Larry Ogunjobi and Michael Hoyt, They are back on the team as of Tuesday. What does that mean for Carolina game? Not sure. They will get added, though, to the 53-man roster. They only have 51. It's an easy transition after Hamlin and TJ Sanders went on IR. So they'll be going to the 53-man roster, and then we'll see where it goes from there. They have to figure out what their numbers are at defensive tackle after the injury to Daquan Jones. We'll see where that goes. And I mean, let's look at it this way. If Larry Ogunjobi, let's say Daquan Jones is healthy. If Larry Ogunjobi comes in, that's five defensive tackles you'll have. Oliver Jones, Walker, and Ogunjobi. That's four defensive tackles. Sorry, guys. I'm trying to look it all and piece it all together here. Looking at my rosters. That's four defensive tackles you have and six edge rushers to give you a total of 10, because Hoyt would join Rousseau, Bosa, Epinesa, Solomon, and Landon Jackson, which is fine to have 10 defensive linemen, but you're a little heavy on the defensive end spot. But then again, you could kind of kick in inside Hoyt. So I don't think they have to do a ton right there massaging roster-wise, but it all comes down to maybe what Daquan Jones' situation is. And if he is hurt, you could sign Zion Logue to the 53-man roster. You could do that as well. You could put Daquan on IR, but now you're talking about more guys that you put on IR to return. We'll see. Matt Milano should be coming back at some point. We'll see, but how healthy is he? How much can you rely on him to stay on the field? And then, of course, Max Hairston, Tyler Bass, but especially looking at Hairston, his window could open whenever the Bills decide, then 21 days for him to be on the field. And another one to think about is Gabe Davis. With everything going on at wide receiver, and now the injury, Curtis Samuel doesn't play in this game. And by the way, I didn't even mention, you're losing Dalton Kincaid, right? That's a big part of your offense. And I thought he could have really helped, but you know, they knew that he was going to be out. And then you'll lose Curtis Samuel as well. He doesn't play. I mean, I know everybody eats mentality, but once you're knocking off guys, bam, 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 you know, how much is really left for everybody to eat? Because those guys that you're putting in, like Tyrell Shavers and Elijah Moore, doesn't get a lot of reps. These are guys you're relying on. And as much as everybody eats is the mentality, you're still getting down to depth chart guys who aren't getting as many reps, and it becomes tougher. And we saw that happen, right? But Gabe Davis sitting there in the practice squad injured. Is he a guy that you turn to as well? There's a lot going on here, a lot that we'll talk about, and we're going to do it even more Thursday night, Buffalo Old Brewery. Check us out. We're going to be there 6:30 p.m. Come on by, say hi to Matt and I. There's a stage. You'll hear us. You'll see us. You'll enjoy some talk about the Bills, and we're going to hang out with you afterwards. And you have a chance to get some free stuff at Buffalo Old Brewery, and check out their great beer and ale and all those kinds of things that they're making. It's a great spot. Great spot. It's at 1221 East Lovejoy Street in Buffalo. So come on by. We'll see you then. In the meantime, thanks a lot for coming aboard for this kind of shorter post-game pod. Once again, please subscribe at Sal Sports on YouTube and wherever you pod. It's always game day in Buffalo. For Matt, for our producer, Mike Rabier, I'll talk to you next time. We'll talk to you next time. Hope to see you on Thursday night.
Hey, I'm Jeremy White.
And I'm Joe DiBiase.
And we host Jeremy and Joe, your daily destination for Buffalo sports talk.
All Bills, all Sabres, all the time.
Whether it's roster moves, game previews, or breaking news, we've got the insight and info fans want.
Thoughtful analysis, bold opinions, and plenty of Buffalo energy.
We break it all down and have some fun along the way.
Follow and listen to Jeremy and Joe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. New episodes every weekday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.